Hey guys, we're back tonight for another episode of Stormy and the Brodies, getting live in the field house. I'm Stormy, and these are my Brodies. You've got JV.
Yo, yo.
Marcellus.
Call me T.I., you know who it is.
Carl in the back.
What's goody?
And tonight we have a special guest, the Tigers basketball point guard, Jordan Corbett.
I appreciate you guys.
Thanks for coming out tonight, Jordan. As the regular season is winding down and you've won your last two games, how do you feel going in the last part of your season?
Oh, we're feeling good. We just came off, you know, a little four-game losing streak, and I think these last two wins were big for us. I think our last four out of our last seven are on the road. So we've always struggled on the road, but I think we'll come out with a lot of energy and be ready to grab some wins on the road.
If you guys are able to clinch a spot going into the tournament, how do you think the team will compete in a conference tournament?
I think when we get to the tournament, it's a whole new mindset. I think last year when we won the tournament, we came and just had a different mentality, a kind of focused mentality, kind of, you know, we're here. We didn't obviously win the game to help us share a title or the regular season, but we said we're going to go ahead and win the tournament so we can get to the NCAA tournament. So I think when we get to once we get our spot in the tournament, we'll be able to take down the teams that we need to.
If there's one thing that makes your team successful, what do you think it is?
I think it's just the brotherhood we have together. I mean, we spend most of our time together anyways, not just on the court but off the court, whether it's just in the room playing video games or doing homework. We just spend a lot of time together, and I think that kind of helps us on the court.
And seeing that makes y'all successful, the New England Patriots just completed the largest comeback in Super Bowl history. Were any of you guys surprised?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I didn't bet money on it. That's the main thing I got to say.
Where is JV? JV, I'm going to let you go first on this topic, dude. I'm going to let you go first.
You lucky I came back just in time.
Man, go ahead and say what you got to say, bro.
All
please.
Right. Well, first
please go ahead and say what you got to say.
First of all, let me go ahead and just state some of the man's facts. I mean, he's the GOAT. There's nothing else that you can really say to just describe this man. He's done it all. He's been to 7 Super Bowls. That's an NFL record. He's won 5 Super Bowls. That's an NFL record. He threw for over 466 yards in the game. That's an NFL record. He broke his completion attempts. He broke the record for attempts and completions in one game, over 46 catches. And also, not to mention, he just led the team to the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. Teams down in that situation are 0-93. 0-93. No team has ever came back in the Super Bowl from being down 10 points, ever. They came back from being down. What was it? What was it, Marcellus? You want to tell us? You want to tell us what the score was in the third quarter? Do you mind telling us, Marcellus? Can you tell us that?
28-3.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Carl. I'm glad Carl knows. I'm sure we all watched the game, though.
I know, but hold on. Can I just go ahead and give you just a couple of stats? I understand Tom Brady is great. I'm not taking nothing away from him. I know. I understand. He is the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time. I'm not taking none of that away from him. But you do realize Dan Quinn lost that game for the Falcons. Tom Brady didn't win that game for the Patriots. And I'm going to tell you why. You're up 28-20 with 3:57 left in play in the game. You're on the 24-yard line. You're on the Patriots' 24-yard line. Second down and 11. Why are you throwing the football? Why then? Don't say anything about Matt Ryan dropping back 20 yards. He can't do that if you throw the football. You know how many risks are involved throwing the football? Look, hold on. Let me just break it down. JB, you a football player. You know how many risks involved throwing the football? You can throw an interception. You can throw an incomplete pass and stop the clock. Why are you trying to stop the clock?
Well, LeGarrette fumbled.
That's a risk. That's fine. Continue. Okay. And there is a risk you are taking in this case. Taking a sack and putting yourself out of field goal range. Why are you doing that?
Because
hold on. Can I finish? If you run the football, you run the football 2 more times, even if you don't get a first down. They get a first down, the game over. Patriots only had 2 timeouts left. But you run the football 2 more downs, you take off at least a minute and 30 seconds off the clock. You kick the field goal, go up by 11. Tom Brady has no more than 2 minutes. To make up 11 points, JV, I'm sorry, but that wouldn't have happened. Dan Quinn lost that football game for them.
I agree with you. He is part of the reason, but you cannot blame a loss on one particular person because it's a team. It's a team effort. You're right. The coach has a big aspect of what goes on in the production, but you have to think about this. What did Matt Ryan win this year?
He won the MVP.
He won the MVP. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You know how many? I mean, I don't really know the number of MVPs that Tom Brady's won. I know it's like, I think it's like two or three. But I know him being the MVP that he is, there's no way in heck that he would have took a 20-yard sack. That's not good football.
But, okay,
could he have not have threw the ball away?
Hold on.
Was he not under distress and he dropped back an extra 7 yards?
He wasn't out of the pocket, JV.
He was in the pocket. He got flushed out of the pocket to get sacked for 20 yards.
Okay.
Why did he not just take the 10-yard sack?
Did you not hear anything?
Why did he not just take the 10-yard sack?
Did you not hear anything I just said?
You said that he shouldn't have called a pass play. I'm saying that Matt Ryan is the MVP and he has to make the right MVP choices, being he is the greatest football player in the league this year.
Yeah, you're right.
So he is scrambling back. He's going to take an extra 10 yards. When he could have just took a 10
none of
yard
that,
sack.
None of that happens,
Tom
JV.
Tom Brady would have took a 10-yard
None
sack.
Of that happens, JV, if Dan Quinn don't throw the football in the first place.
I agree with
That's
that.
That's my whole point.
Did Dan Quinn win Coach of the Year? Dan Quinn did not win Coach of the
that
Year.
That ain't the point. He an NFL not, coach.
Ryan won Coach of the Year.
It don't matter.
I mean, he won MVP. He should have made an MVP decision.
Okay, Dan Quinn got them to the Super Bowl. That's my whole point. Dan Quinn ought to know, have enough sense to run the football. You are on their own 24-yard line.
But you can't take away Tom Brady scoring 28
points. I'm not.
In a way, you are.
No, I'm saying, this is what I'm saying. I understand Tom Brady is great. What I am saying to you is he would not have made up 11 points in 2 minutes. It's not happening. All Dan Quinn has to do, run the football. You on their own 24-yard line. You probably going to pick up a first down because Patriots hadn't stopped the run game all
night.
But
if he completes the ball to Julio Jones, he's the greatest quarterback, greatest coach of all time.
What?
If he completes that pass and doesn't get sacked for 20 yards, he's the greatest coach and greatest quarterback of all time.
And no, because if that's –
You would have been like, that's a great job, Dan Quinn.
No,
you're the best, Dan Quinn.
That's not – no.
Good job, Dan Quinn.
No, because it's the same thing with Pete Carroll in beast mode. Even if he complete that pass on the one-yard line – why are you throwing the football and not giving it to beast mode?
If you looked at the
I'm tired of Super Bowls being determined by bad coaching decisions. That's my whole point.
If you look at the percentages of Marshawn Lynch in 4th-and-1 situations on the goal line, they were not over 60%, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
That is a fact.
I don't care about the stats at that point. You have beast mode in your backfield
you
on your 1 yard.
Beast mode, but at the same time, coaches are thinking statistically and –
Stormy. Go ahead, please.
Please.
I'm not changing the topic.
Yeah, she's not. Yeah. Let her say.
Let Stormy say something because she has more input than you because I don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever, man.
My thing
is, what you talking about.
Tom Brady did great, but I mean, the catches Edelman made at the end,
yeah,
he's my MVP.
I bet he is.
Because Tom Brady, yeah, he threw those passes, but some of the passes he caught, you'll never see caught again in another game.
That's true, but Edelman also dropped a lot, and Amendola did as well.
Yeah, okay, but my whole thing with Edelman is that's great concentration, but tell me that ain't the luckiest bounces on Earth, bouncing off the DB, the calf.
He said on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon that was 70% luck.
But did you see the concentration? See him on the replay focusing on that ball when it came out of his hands to catch it again and make sure his hands
actually
and the ball did not
actually if you really look at the actually if you really look at that replay, he pulled the ball back a little bit and the guy whose legs he was coming over, it clasped the ball together. Yep. And then he made the second catch under the legs. So really, he didn't make the first catch in the first play because it would have went right through his arm.
But it still took a lot of concentration.
True.
He
admitted 70% luck.
But this raises the question. Is that which catch is better, his or Julio?
I was just about to say Julio. Julio, without a doubt. Okay, Julian Edelman can't make that catch.
But you got to think about it, Stellas.
No.
Was Julio's in the fourth quarter on a comeback
Julio's
got him to the other end of the field?
Yes, Julio's was on that same drive that Dan Quinn decided to throw the football. Instead of running the football and ice the game. That's my whole point.
But the Falcons were up.
Yeah, by 8. That's what I'm saying.
And about 70% of Julio Jones' body was outside of bounds.
And everything about that drive, like the clock is on your side. The timeouts is on your side. Everything is on your side. Why are you not running the football?
Marcellus.
That's my whole point.
You're an athlete, aren't you?
I am.
I think, man, pretty much everybody here is an athlete. Pretty
yeah,
much.
You're right.
For the most part. Since we're all athletes in here, Would you say that that whole game was determined by one drive, one play?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Because
but
in
I'm
all sports, no game is determined by one play.
You're right.
They lost because they were not the better team. The Patriots won because they were the better team, because they did what it takes.
So they were the better team in that first half, losing 28-3?
No, they did what it
they
took.
They were getting their butts kicked.
And I'm sure if you on the soccer field and y'all getting thrashed that first half and y'all come back and y'all eating that team, you ain't about to be complaining.
No, man.
Y'all are the better team.
All
y'all
I'm
did
saying
what it takes
is,
to get the W.
No, you're right. The game ain't determined off of one play.
It's not.
But that one drive, all I'm saying is a lot of bad decisions were made on that drive.
I agree.
Matt Ryan, yes, he shouldn't have took that sack. I agree with you on that. But why are you throwing the football in the first place?
Well, the game's over now. The Patriots came out with a dub, and we crowned a new Super Bowl champion.
And the Ravens are winning it next year.
No, they're not. The Cowboys are. Thank you very much.
New
Tom
Orleans.
Brady is great. I will admit, I never took anything away from Tom Brady. I'm not Skip Bayless and is going to take away greats credit. I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that. I understand Tom Brady is great. I'm just saying a few decisions here and there could have been changed, and Tom Brady can't be great. That's all I'm saying.
Well, one thing we all know, Super Bowl 51 was probably the greatest one that anybody alive has seen ever.
Yep, for sure.
I couldn't really watch all of it, dang it.
I missed the overtime.
Yeah, I missed a little bit of
I'm going to throw in one more fact.
Okay.
Can y'all not agree with me that the overtime rules in the NFL are a joke,
especially
in the postseason?
I honestly like
That's a joke. Sudden death, dude.
Sudden death, touchdown.
It's not a field goal.
No, exactly. But who was stopping? Was anybody stopping either one of those offenses at that point?
Like I said,
at that point, it comes down to who wins the coin toss.
New England stopped Atlanta a lot.
Man, no,
dude.
At that point, it comes down to who wins a coin toss and you win the game. The first ever Super Bowl to go into an overtime and you determine it off of sudden death. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Hey, like I said, it's over. Next year, we'll crown a new champion. But that's all we've got for tonight.
Won't be Dallas.
It will be the Cowboys. Shut up.
Ravens. Joe Flacco.
Saints. Who that?
And then Roethlisberger to go.
I'm Stormy with my Brodies and Jordan Corbett. Thanks for coming out again. And we're signing off from the Fieldhouse.
Deuces.
We outie.